Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another episode of the C-List Villains. I'm your host, AJ. We've got Luke, we've got Red in the house. E-Man is unfortunately unable to make it tonight. I think he's got some other prior engagements, but we've got us three.
He's buying clothes for the kids. It's back to school shopping.
Oh, okay, okay. When does school I know that some people have already started school this week, though.
This week, and then I think some start in September.
Oh, okay.
Evening, Miss O.
Hey, Miss O. How's it going? Nice seeing you on the show.
I think Mrs. Week starts in a couple weeks.
Yeah, Oregon starts after Labor Day.
Okay. Now, I just got to say, I'm kind of jealous. Luke just told us he came back from some yakitori, so I'm always down for some gizzard. And how's the Japanese food over there?
That's pretty good. The sushi's not bad. The yakitori, though, I'm pretty sure they use an electric grill. They don't use the charcoal.
Oh, you don't taste
the difference.
Yeah, you don't taste like that smokiness, right?
Yeah, that's the yakitori. You need the charcoal, the binchotan. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's always the flavor infuser of any kind of food. If you use gas or just electric, you don't get anything but the stuff that you cooked it with.
Yeah, you need that smoke.
Yeah. Is there any yakitori back in the 209 now, Red?
No. No.
So you got to drive out to, like, Sacramento?
That or the Bay Area, but, I mean, we're just barely getting Korean barbecue out here. I mean, for the last, probably, 10 years, it's been like a, I guess, an Asian food desert, other than just Filipino food and Chinese food and some Thai.
No, they've had Chinese food, and they've had they've had sushi for a while over there.
We don't have omikase. What is that? What's that word? Where you fucking just have like a 10-course meal? Omikase, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where they just like plan out a whole meal for you, like where you have to pay like $200 to.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of fanciness out here, at least not yet.
Well, you know what? Something I've never seen this. You know, some restaurants do. You got a party of five or more, six or more. They add tip automatically.
Oh, that's been going on though.
No, but I know that's been going on, but not when you take your little kids. This place counted my kids as the.
Yeah, that's not cool because it's not like they're really gonna. You're just ordering a children's meal for them.
See, they didn't order a children's meal. They ordered water and like a cucumber roll. You know what I mean?
Like, oh man.
We like those Benihanas.
No, it's just like a sushi place that like yakitori.
Oh, okay.
Yakitori and sushi.
I mean that's like a what's the Mediterranean version of that that does all appetizers
like the hummus and stuff like you're talking about
tapas kind of
yeah tapas that's it I'd say it's comparable to that
the what tapas. Now I couldn't even hear you
tapas T A
oh tapas
yeah where it the majority of food is just mainly appetizers where you're just like having conversation with your friends having drinks and appetizers.
I don't know. I like tapas, though. I mean, there used to be a good tapas place out here, but it closed down.
So good.
I mean, it's strictly all Mediterranean, right? It's but a mix of Middle Eastern, but mostly Greek.
Yeah, the tapas place I had was more, I guess, it was more Spanish. So I don't know if tapas is more Mediterranean or not, but it was Spanish. It was really good, though.
Yeah, if a lot of their I guess, basic food is hummus. But there's also grape leaf wrap items, sausages and such, and their deli meats, from like a charcuterie board or you know all that fancy pork cuts,
yeah,
the fancy hams from various boards of their region.
Yeah, I mean I love that first time when I had tapas that's the first time I had bacon wrapped dates. Those are really good.
That's so good.
Bacon wrapped dates. Yeah, I don't recall having a date. Well, not a physical date, but nut date.
Right.
Yeah.
Red, it looks like you've been stocking up on some comics in the back over there and some mailers and stuff.
Yeah, that stuff haven't opened in the last 2 months.
Oh, man.
Got a lot going on. But, yeah, there's stuff around here. Oh, and I bought up like a whole box of exclusives from our friends at Comic Corner. So that stuff I can start giving away. Let's pull out an item there. And then I have a couple of pieces here I'm going to give away. I'm going to give away this Batman painting.
You can
see here. Okay. Did you do that?
This is from Ben Higby out in Thailand.
I need to see more Red artwork.
Soon. This is a Psylocke. He did.
That's right, kind of tight, actually, right there. That looks like Lucy Lawless, kind
of. A bit, right. Get out of the glare. And then we have
not that much, actually.
Queen Amidala.
That one's tight.
Yeah. And possibly I'll give this one away. I still thinking about
were you
it.
Supporting like were you supporting just like an independent artist?
Yep. Every art I buy from him, he's able to take that money and feed stray dogs, stray animals.
See, that's kind of tight, actually.
And his Grogu.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Don't sell that one. That one's awesome.
I'm thinking about it, but yeah. I might have to think away at least the three, give a contest on how to give it away. But we'll figure it out as the show progresses. Right. Comic Journey is EMS commission. He is currently shopping for clothes.
Yeah, he's just hanging out with his kids, you know, doing daddy stuff.
Back to school stuff.
I was going to do that. And then we went out for sushi in Ecuador, so, you know.
You got priorities, right?
I took a few Kirins, and I feel pretty good.
Get some sleep, Mike.
Is that your preferred Japanese beer?
I love Kirin.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had a white waiter, and he was pronouncing it, like, with the accent. It was cracking me up.
I
think it's funny when white people... When my tribe makes funny when they try and pronounce different words like Italian or Spanish
spaghetti. you have to say it from the diaphragm. When it comes to Japanese words, you have to say it from the diaphragm. I'm like,
just don't. Cracks me up.
Hey, I wanted to ask Red. I don't know if you guys had talked about San Diego yet, because I know we've had a couple guests on. So have you been able to share your experience for this past SDCC?
No, actually not. But I did surprise Luke for the early birthday present from the SDCC.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I got one for you, too.
Oh, thank you, sir. What did you get, Luke?
Luke gets...
I got a sketch. He hooked me up with a sketch cover.
Sketch cover of
John
Jang right there, Alan Claw right there. I forgot who did this one, and everybody else that was there.
It's gonna go on the box of Destiny.
Yep, and then in the back side is our friend Sebastian.
Oh shit!
Comics.
Sebastian.
I didn't even, from whatchamacallit? What's his company?
From Stranger Comics.
That's it. That's it. I didn't even know he draws.
Well, I asked for a sketch. I got one. And this is yours, actually. But I couldn't see you on Sunday. It's an unfinished John Boy.
Oh, hey. Shit, man.
Dude, that is.
Wow.
Yep. He was going to throw this one away. So, like, no, I'm going to buy it.
Thank you, man.
John Boy is the man.
Yeah, he is, dude. You got to get that.
Because it's got I've been kept it rolled. But yeah.
He was going to throw that away?
Well, his wife saw him, he was going to toss it, and she saved it. And then
puts
it in the folio to be sold and for me to buy it.
Oh, thank you, man. I don't have any words to say, man. You know how I am with the original art, so.
Well, yeah. Well,
have you been buying any original art lately, AJ?
I've been looking at. Well, okay, so. And I'm gonna say this as respectfully as possible. It's for me. It's hard to buy sketches these days because I just can't. I remember when, I get it. You know, their art is what they value, and I completely respect that. But I just remember when it was a little more lighter on the pocket. So
well now sketches are like $400 or $500.
Exactly. So I try to get original art. I try to get pages now because they're cheaper. But I haven't been shopping around. There's a couple artists that I've been looking at. But I haven't found the right piece.
You met Mike, AJ. That's Evil Fit right there.
Yes. Hey, Mike.
All right. Yeah. Well,
you know what?
I bought it. I want to make sure he makes money off of it.
Dude, this is so tight. I have the coolest story, and this goes out to our boy Alan Kwa, who's been on the show, friend of the show, awesome guy. So. 2020, I got on his commission list. It was $200 for like a full A4
sketch. Right.
Like, that's like a good commission, right? $200.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, $200, 2020, that was standard pricing. I was like, I'm fine to pay $200. Alan Kwa, shoot. I haven't heard from him for 3 years. He messages me 5 days ago. He's like, hey, Luke, do you still want that sketch? I was like, Alan, well, yeah. I was like, how much? It's been 3 years. I was like, he's like, well, my rate's $450 now, but I'll honor the price from when I originally agreed to it.
Well, that's solid. Thank you, Alan, for that. I mean, that's a solid.
I was like, man, that is a guy. That is a generous man right there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he did that Spider-Man for free.
No, that wasn't Alan Kwa. That was son of a gun. His name has our other friend in Singapore or not Malay? Is it Malaysia?
Lipway Cheng.
Yeah. Oh, Lipway. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Luke, have you been getting any original art or sketches lately or no?
Yeah, I've been getting some stuff. I've been still buying some stuff here and there. I'm just buying stuff that I like, though. I'm kind of like over like trying to buy for investment. And...
Right,
yeah, dude. Yeah. I heard this interview with fucking. Do you guys know who David Cho is? He's like a graffiti artist, but he's done like
yeah.
He did like all the art for like Mandalorian, like the sets.
Yeah,
he's like best friends with Jim Lee and like. Dave Favreau, all those guys, John Favreau, all those guys. He's like a $100 millionaire. He has tens of millions of dollars. He collects comic art, original comic art from all the covers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You can't even compete.
Yeah, because he's got unlimited money, so he can buy anything he wants. Yeah.
Well, guys like that are buying it, and he's like, "Yeah, I buy it all the time. I'm like actively buying. I buy comic pages all the time." I'm like, "Well, fuck it." Like,
like that shouldn't keep you from buying pages as well. I mean, dang, you came up a winner from San Francisco Fan Expo.
Well, Jim Lee, yeah, totally.
So, what art have you recently purchased?
You know, I'll have to think about it. It has been crazy busy this summer.
Yeah.
It's been real busy. I just got check this order. Now, this will be a fun comic talk because this just came in today, actually. I put it on my desk. First Warlock.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Probably the biggest letdown of the year, in my opinion. They made him into a Mary Sue for whatever reason.
I mean, he looked good as Warlock, though. I mean, right?
Dude, he looked fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, he
had the look. You think they'll bring him back or what?
Let him grow into the role. He'll maybe got better.
Because he's part of the new Guardians, no?
Yes.
I hope they bring him back.
Yeah.
Brother Voodoo.
Nice. And we're supposed to get him on the next Blade or the
Jericho Drum.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Because I heard that there's that Blade has been stalled now for some reason.
Well, it's in movie limbo hell. Well, everything is, but that especially was. Check this one out. Big E and...
Oh, you got that one. Nice.
Point A, baby. This came all from Arch Enemy Comics. Dan Durante.
Hey, Dan. They don't Dan.
No, new Black Widow. 9-8. That's cool. Nice. Check this one out. This one's kind of sad. This is a beautiful copy. You guys guess what that is right there?
Yeah, Red
Ranger. The TMNT Power Rangers?
Bingo, number one. The New York Comic Con edition.
Pretty.
That's pretty. Yeah, Dan hooked it up with all these 9.8s. Here's an 8.0 112. This is cool. This is a George Perez cover. The George Perez, early George Perez cover.
Oh yeah. Nice.
George Perez inks on Wolvie. Hell yeah. And then finally a little Secret Wars.
Oh nice.
It's a 9.2. I'll crack that one. Put it in a set. I've got a 1 through 12 set. I just need an 8. I'm gonna crack it.
What's up, sicko? Well, you can all find that at RKFA Comics right here.
Yeah, RKFA baby.
Right here.
Come to Portland, come hang out. Red trailer. I got the trailer 2 days ago.
Cool.
No bathroom.
Okay. All right.
So if you want to stay in that, like use the bathroom in our house, you can, or you can stay in a hotel. If you and Lawrence want to get a room.
Let me look into it. Let me look into it.
Ask Lawrence. I just want to let you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think Lawrence is set on staying at his buddies, but we'll figure it out.
You can stay, you can 100% stay in it. You just have to use the bathroom inside.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
What kind of trailer did you get?
It's a 28-foot camp trailer, like a big one with like a, you know, the full deal.
Okay.
Okay, Sicko's asking if that's a newsstand copy of the Secret Wars 8.
No, direct, my friend, direct.
Direct copy.
It's black suit. I like how they did that. You're going to move to Thailand? Yeah, summer collection. Yeah.
Mike is asking if he moves to Thailand, will he's going to sell you his collection.
Yes. Tell me your collection. I will buy it.
Red, have you seen his collection, Red?
No, I've seen two books. But apparently it's he's got a few gems that he told me he's got. So they're pretty high grade.
Nice.
Mike, do you still want to go to Portland? Let me know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's going to be a good Comic-Con.
When is Rose City again?
22nd through the 24th. Load-in is on the 21st.
Yeah.
Of this month? So next week or?
September.
No, next month.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
And I've got one vendor pass left, so... Who's gonna take it?
All right, I'm what do you call it? Fuck. I'm volunteering Mike. Can Mike be that guy? Can Mike be that guy?
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, I'll introduce you first.
Well, let's get into a little bit of some DC talk here. Blue Beetle's coming out this weekend.
Can I share it?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I want to give props out to Mr. Johnny Segura. He's a tattoo artist out of New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
Right here. So I might give these away as well.
Dude, that Venom is sexy.
Yep.
The Spider-Man looks like he's ripping one off. But the Venom is. That looks, the Venom looks like it would be a fun cover.
It's a set. It's a connecting set. But I commissioned them to do this Stan Lee for me right here.
Dude. Oh, nice.
1970s.
That is. Holy shit. We got to make that into a shirt with RKFA Comics in it.
Yeah.
Or C-List Villains podcast. That would even be sicker.
We're going to have to ask J.C. Lee to get his likeness rights and get permission. But yeah, we can probably do that.
Yeah, that's that Stan Lee is pretty nice, actually. I like that.
Hey, tattoo artist, man. Pretty talented to draw.
Yeah, get his permission. Say, hey, can we make some shirts? We'll sell like 5. We need some new C-List Villains merch this year.
Yeah, that might be possible if we can make it to a file. But yeah, I'll have to scan it. But yeah, it could be possible.
You know, legally, you don't need to get permission if it's a licensed character.
Is Stan Lee a licensed character?
Hobby Lobby has like Tyler Kirkham prints that they're selling, and Tyler's like, what? I never said yes to that.
Wow, is there a loophole on copyright just to make money off likeness?
Yeah, because he doesn't own the copyright to Spider-Man or Venom, you know.
But doesn't Marvel?
Yeah, Marvel could enforce the copyright, but they sell they license out the copyright.
Oh, that's right.
To Hobby Lobby.
Damn. That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's why your own IP, you can have the rights to do whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, is anyone going to watch Blue Beetle this weekend? Red, you plan on watching it?
Well, I had a plan to go watch Barbie and Oppenheimer a couple weeks ago, but that hasn't happened yet. And so I guess I'm going to have to do a triple feature.
Yeah, Barbie and Oppenheimer both opened up San Diego weekend, so.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good. I can't lie, it looks good. I want to see George Lopez for some reason.
Want to see George Lopez?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the highlight for me, too. I would love to see Lopez.
But, Luke, you don't know if you're going to watch it, though?
Not in the theater. I'm not on the fence. I'm on the fence to see it in the theater.
Okay. Is there a particular reason why?
I just have never been a huge Blue Beetle fan.
Okay.
I'm a big George Lopez fan, and I'm a big Cobra Kai fan, and that kid is doing it, so.
Yeah, I like that kid, too. So that's part of the reason why I want to support it. And I do like the Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle from the animated, like all the Titans cartoons, Teen Titans cartoons and stuff like that. Like, I really like them, you know, in the cartoon. So I may have to support it this weekend. We'll see.
I hope so. I mean, people are rooting against DC. They need a win.
They do. And I didn't even realize that Aquaman's coming out in December, and like there's no teaser trailer or anything that's coming out.
I haven't seen a single trailer for it. There's no way in hell it's coming out. There is no way in hell Aquaman is coming out in December.
I don't know. They had the Haunted Mansion come out last week. It's playing now, and there was no commercials for anything.
No marketing push, huh?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, that's what the strike does. It's like you can't push product. You just have to release it.
It bombed. Disney bombed. Disney bombed this year. They lost a lot of money.
That's why they're doing all that scaling back and everything.
Man.
All right, you want to pull it up? Here we go. Here's the trailer. You guys want to take a look at it again?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Let's play the trailer.
Okay. to play. Oh, let's do this. Yeah!
You gotta force him out.
What are you? You're a genius.
I know. But what I say?
No, 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 no.
Oh, did you know what was gonna happen to my brother when you stuck him with this world-destroying thing? It's called the Scarab. I had no idea it would activate. It has to choose you.
So how do we get it to unchoose me?
Host acquired.
Who said that?
Systems checking. 3,
okay,
2.
Okay, baby, okay.
Baby,
I was down, but they see him walking down, baby.
Go, go, go! Host overreacting.
Overreacting? Oh, you kidnapped me!
When I hit you with that, you know, you know.
Threat approaching. Engaging host protection.
Kick it like a judo. And when we get in mode, I'ma dog it like I'm Cujo.
Threat eliminated.
Sorry about that!
What
do you think the government is going to do when they figure out that some kid has this military tech?
Bust it down, bust it down.
We are going to change the world with the power of the Scarab. It belongs to me.
Watch out, watch out!
Another way, no stop!
Oh, he's pissed.
Listen to me!
Uptown,
baby.
You got the wrong guy! I'm a nobody!
But I swear!
The world is a place to protect.
I have an arsenal at my disposal.
Anything, please!
Watch and learn, Jaime. Whatever you can imagine, I can create.
Yeah, that's more like it. Oh,
yeah! The love you feel for your family makes you weak.
You're wrong. My family?
That's what makes me strong.
Oh, I forgot how bad it looks.
Target the family.
Sorry, my mom.
Jaime?
You are a superhero, cabrón.
Y'all take shots, y'all aim up. Whoa!
You're the blue needle. I could use that arsenal right about now!
God, you never ask.
Hell yeah. Bust it down, bust it down.
Nana?
I advise we back away.
Oh, tell I was down, but they see I'm up now.
All right. I mean, I like it. I like the trailer. I'm looking forward to watching it. Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm burnt out on origin stories, though. I just want to see the action.
I'm so burned.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, too. Yeah.
Blue Beetle or Blue... Are we getting Blue Beetle or Blue Balls? That's the real question. I'm feeling Blue both.
Sicko says, DC needs a good movie other than Batman. Bought a ticket for opening night, but probably just going away and pirate it at home. I have an LD that makes one movie's part, and I didn't want to support Flash for obvious reasons. And Ms. O is also says same. She's also tired of origins.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch Flash, so I don't know. I heard it wasn't that great of a movie. So
I highly enjoyed Flash. Highly enjoyed it.
Okay.
Graphics wise, it's like meh, but. A story was like, okay, this is pretty decent. And then, you know, got a good laugh at Barry holding babies because he's not supposed to be 10 yards within the kid anyway. All during the filming.
Oh, is that like a legal thing, you mean?
Yeah, because remember, he was in cahoots with some kind of minor who was trying to, I guess,
right.
Grooming them.
Right, but, right.
That's still in the play right now. Mike, we'll talk about it.
What did he read you down for what?
Checking out Blue Beetle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But how far are you and Mike from each other?
Mike's in Vallejo.
Okay. Have you guys been hanging out since the con?
No, but he's been with hanging out with Lawrence, our boy Lawrence. So they've been hooking up on promoting the comic capsule. So okay. I think they're supposed to be at San Jose Con this weekend to go promote that stuff there.
Okay.
Some marijuana. Who's doing that?
How dare they?
Got dogs.
I got friends.
What's up, right. Ashton?
Well, moving on from one young hero to another, I wanted to ask you guys about this whole thing with Spider-Boy. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but he's already getting his own. I think it's a continuing book. I mean, what do you guys feel about the whole Spider-Boy hype?
The kids need another hero, right?
Yeah.
What's another Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse? You know, that's Don Peter Parker. Because there's always going to be a generation where they want their own origin story, but for their own Spider-Man.
And it's been 12 years since Miles, so.
You think it's due for a new hero?
Yeah, 12 years since Miles, and after Miles was Spider-Gwen, like I think 4 years after that, or a little bit more.
Yeah, Spider-Gwen. Yes. That was still Gwen Stacy, but.
Yeah.
And then between that, we had, you know, Cindy Moon, and then we had the whole Spider-Killer storyline, which really introduced us into the whole Spider-Verse.
The Spider-Killer?
Yeah, the Spider-Killer storyline, where we get to see Spider-Punk and.
Oh, Spider-Verse. Yeah. The Inheritors or whatever.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize this.
What?
There's a whole Spider-Boys.
What? Really?
Spider-Boys? Nick Fury started it. Nick Fury started the Spider-Boys.
Is that Boys with a Z? Is it like a boy band?
Yeah,
wait, when did this happen?
Oh, man. All right. Spider-Man Limited. Oh, Spider Earth TRN 461. Huh. Okay. But Spider-Boy Bailey Briggs. I don't know.
You think he's here to stay or Flash in the pan?
Flash.
Yeah.
Look at Dylan Brock. Remember the boy Venom? Already gone.
Here's what I think, though. I think it's got a chance to get some legs because Dylan Brock never got his own comic, right? And I think with Dan Slott, he is known to be a Spider-Man writer, so he'll at least keep that character around, right? Whereas Donny Cates, he did his thing with Venom, then he moved on to Thor, then he moved on to Hulk. So I think he'd be kept with Venom somehow and kept his ties to writing Venom-related storylines. Dylan Brock could have been a more popular character. Whereas with Dan Slott, you know, you kind of think of him as a Spider-Man writer, right?
Yeah. Plus, I did not realize why Donny Cates had disappeared for so long.
He got hurt.
Why?
I thought he was just taking time off.
What happened to him?
He got into a motorcycle accident during a Comic-Con, actually.
Really?
He was supposed to be the whole weekend, but he got hurt, I think, on Friday night at Comic-Con.
In San Diego, or was he like...
San Diego.
Oh, shit.
So going back to your Spider-Boy, let's see. You're looking at... Not much of a... I guess... price... Not a lot of FOMO going on right now. But you know, we'll get there.
1, 2, 3, 6. So wait, but Donnie Cates, for the most part, he's been a little quiet though. So has something happened prior to that, Luke, that you read about?
Yeah, he got a him and his wife split up.
Oh, dude. That's yeah, that could do something. Cause I know for a while, like, he was really posting a lot on Twitter about, you know, his wife and all that stuff. So that does suck.
Yeah, he was like, this is like the best thing that's ever happened to me, all that stuff. I think it fucked him up.
Let's see. It's a car accident. He
fell
in the.
Took him off his riding game for sure.
Damn. I mean, he's still riding Vanish. And Vanish was good. It is good. So
he got an accident right there. That's what happened.
There. Damn, dude. And that happened during San Diego?
Yep. But I didn't know about the whole wipe thing. So.
Oh, I didn't know it happened in San Diego. I thought he said he lost 6 months of memories.
Oh.
I thought he was just telling people. I didn't know if it happened right in San Diego. But, like, people were saying, like, where have you been? And he was like.
Yeah, he said he sustained some brain damage from the accident.
He got some actual brain damage.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Well, prayers to him, man. Hopefully, you know, he gets a speedy recovery.
He might be actually done. Well, I hope not, but it might be. You just don't know.
Yeah. Damn. You know what? I know. I think I've mentioned this before. I think we even talked about this before, but I've come to realize that the person who's carrying on the mantle of pushing comic books and all that pop culture from, I know it used to be Stan Lee, but it's definitely Todd McFarlane. He is the one that's pushing, like, this industry.
100%. He's carrying it.
Yeah, he is, man. Like,
he is at every convention interacting with fans. He's just, dude, he's doing toys. He's just like, he's carrying the legacy.
Yeah, he every day he was signing, he's always friendly to his fans. I mean, everybody. Yeah.
I want to say Jim Lee, but Jim Lee is
introvert. I do too. Yeah, I do too.
He's the nicest guy you'll meet. We all met him, got pictures with him, but he's just an introvert. He's not gonna have that Stan Lee showmanship, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's Tom McFarlane that's asking for Stanley pricing on his autographs.
Oh, well, yeah. The thing is, so with Todd, though, he does free signings. But then if it's CGC, then that's when he charges, right? So he still does free signings. That's a cool part.
He does. And Jim it's does just, that. Jim does
it. Yeah, Jim does it too, so... It's only when they do the whole CGC thing.
And why not? That's the time to make your money. So
exactly, exactly.
Unless you don't want your book encapsulated, go contact our friends at Comic Castle.
Yeah, yeah. I also wanted to ask you guys, have you guys talked about any of those pictures for Deadpool 3?
We did, yeah, with you and the long sleeves.
What do you guys well, I mean, I didn't get to hear it, so what are you guys' thoughts on that? If you guys want to revisit that. Do you think this is just a one and done for Hugh Jackman, or they're gonna try to keep him around? Because he's getting up there in age.
It's gotta be a one and done, I think. Bringing him back for a little cameo. I don't even know if it's a whole movie thing. It seems like a cameo type of thing.
I read some rumors that they're trying to bring him back for Secret Wars. So, I mean, they got to do that within the next 2 or 3 years, right? I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he's going to wear the suit, then he doesn't have to really have to work out.
That's true. That's
well, he, for anyone whining about the long sleeves, it's from Hugh Jackman's skin cancer.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. You know, so it looks good.
Sun with his arms can't be exposed to the sun all day.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't look bad.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. I mean, I do hope that he dons the mask. I think that's what everyone's waiting for, right?
Yeah, he needs those shark fins. It looks like two Batmans kissing. Have you seen the meme?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Wolverine mask looks like two Batmans kissing, and now I can't unsee it.
Yeah. Red. Well, go ahead, bro. What were you gonna say, Red?
Will he have bone claws or steel claws on this iteration of Wolverine?
I think you got to go with the steel. That's what they want to see. Okay. Fans want to see the steel claws.
Want to see the steel?
Like, will it be Patrick Stewart's X-Men that he's dressing up for, or McAvoy's?
I would say Patrick Stewart. I think that, you know, James McAvoy was a great X, good, great Professor X, but I think, you know, when we think of Professor X, we pretty much think that Patrick Stewart embodies that character, right?
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, I gotta show this.
All right.
How do I show this? This was here we go, baby.
What's up, Dan?
That was when I met Todd. I can't believe that's almost 3 years ago. That's insane. And a line not to go nice. On the scene of how cool he is, a line Nazi yell. I said, "Hey Todd, can I grab a pic with you?" And a line Nazi yelled, "No pics!" all loud. And Todd got like just looked at him and shook his head, got up, came around.
Yeah, it's not asking for other stuff. A quick photo is not going to hurt. Miss So says Taylor Swift would be a decent choice. She's tall and has the right look.
For who?
As Dazzler.
I think they've already there's already that rumor that she's going to be Dazzler, right? In Deadpool 3?
Yeah, but there's so many people that they're fan casting or rumored to be in there. They're filming and writing for this stuff anyway. So it's really
I like how you said that so subtle, Luke. I'm not a Swiftie.
I don't get it. I do not get it. It's mid-grade soft rock. I don't get it. People are camped out and listening to the music in the parking lots of the stadium.
Well, to be fair, that music I don't think is meant for middle-aged men, right?
No.
No, but we grew up with that with Wilson Phillips.
Yes, we grew up with like worse music, and I still think it's not that good.
And Carly Simon and
Wilson Phillips was they had some hits though.
Wilson Phillips they had some hits. So did Carly Simon. And
which one is Carly Simon? Was it,
I can't remember any songs right now. But I remember one was "Send in the Clowns." She was like very Sinatra-esque. She's like mostly a crooner, a female crooner. And then we had like Debbie Gibson, Tiffany. Was the other?
I think we're alone now.
Yeah, the little teeny bopper. Shoot, that one. Oh, I can't recall her name anymore. It's gone. Never mind. Tiffany. Tiffany.
You said Tiffany.
Tiffany. Debbie Gibson.
Yeah, you said Tiffany.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
There's one more. I could swear.
Samantha Fox.
Well, actually, she was a pretty good one, too.
Yeah.
But she was straight up rocker.
I mean, Taylor Swift, to her credit, she plays her own music, right? So, I mean, that's something.
She does.
What's going on, sir?
You know, it's for teeny boppers. It's not in our generation. They're really...
No.
you know, talk bad about it, but if we're not into it, we're not into it. It's just hard.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're beyond the lovey-dovey breakup music stuff now.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to an interview. I think it was actually Neo. He was saying, and this is completely off topic, but he was saying that kids nowadays, their music, there's no feeling. It's all about the vibe. Like, it's a vibe. And I'm not really sure what that means, but there's no feeling in today's music.
There's no, it's just all, how does the beat sound?
Yeah.
Overly produced. And CJ, yes, Samantha Fox was hot. If you grab her penthouse cover and it was hot, I think it's worth a pretty penny by now. If she did penthouse.
Well, speaking of music, they started grading CDs. Did you know that? I saw a picture where, like, there was a graded, still in its cellophane CD. And so they're grading everything now. It's a little crazy.
No. This one guy posted in the comic book group today. He wants to grade his box of cereal.
His box of cereal.
Yeah, his Amazing Fantasy 15 box of cereal.
Okay. Unopened?
Unopened. But it can be done. Can be done.
Is that what company's grading that? CGC is not doing that yet, right?
I mean, it's just a little bit of plastic and a little title. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm like, damn, dude.
And you're talking about a cereal box that's at least 8 inches by 11 inches, 2 inches deep. Kind of box. It's probably the same as a Funko case.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big case. That's a big encasing.
If I had the original Super Mario Brothers cereal, then yeah, I would probably get that encased as well. Because, yeah, you're not going to eat it anymore. That's just stale. It's been like 35 years old since that thing got released. But that's still weird that you're going to encapsulate cereal. You're going to encapsulate CDs now? Like, I mean, if I had kept all my shit that I bought from the Columbia House and BMG Music for a penny, then yeah, I'd probably have it. All them all at 9.8. Whatever grading that is.
You had a pretty extensive CD collection, so what did you do with them?
They're here. They're still here. I mean, case and all, not the cellophane. You know, half of my CDs were stolen. You were there. You were there when I stole them.
Yeah, I recall those times. Yeah.
They're here somewhere. I don't think they'll be worth anything because you can't even rip them. And the amount of abuse that these CDs got, especially when we played them in the car, they're all scratched up to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're going to grade a CD, you can't grade the user. So you're going to have to get them all.
Yeah.
I'm still on the wrapping.
Yeah. Well, Red, we're hitting that hour marker. Did you want to do your raffle, or what are you gonna do with these giveaways? How you want to go about doing this?
All right, let's pull this. That's a good one for tonight. Let's do this Queen Amidala. All right, okay. So what we're gonna do is everybody hit up the podcast IG with Sealess Villains or Sealess Villains Podcast. And just leave your email there. And
wait, out in public?
Not in public. We'll just DM it.
DM it. Okay.
Oh, tag. You know, go and like the post. Tag a couple friends.
Yeah.
And we'll do a whole post on it. So go to the IG podcast, and
we'll do a drawing in the weekend for this.
We'll do a drawing.
Gala.
Okay. I like that idea.
I'll take care of the shipping and everything.
All right, nice, man.
Get home. Let me pull up another one. Let's see what we get in here. Yeah, that's a good one here. Ooh, this one's a good one. All right, let's do this. 1 in 10 Carnage right here as well.
Oh wow!
I'll add that to the mix.
Is that a Stegman variant?
I don't know.
That's sick.
I can't tell.
I look it up, and then let's do one more. Here we go. We'll do this Comic Corner exclusive for Ninja Turtles right here. I think this is a claw.
Let me see.
Okay, that could be wrong. It's not claw.
Ooh, that's sick.
Right. So the Carnage, the Turtles, and the Amidala. I'll post it up on the main IG and just tag your name on it and share and like. Spread the word out, and then we'll do a drawing on Saturday for street prizes.
Nice.
Misso's asking, are you guys still using the same phone number for Texas? We are, right, Red?
209-975-597. Text day and night. We are, if you need a little bit of help, you want to talk to somebody, you're welcome to text us. I've been getting hit up for other stuff on the text line, mostly just for Bitcoin scams. So it's a nice change to get fans back on this.
No.
Like, give me a photo and I'll give you a Bitcoin. Like, no way.
And what about you, Luke? You got anything to plug right now?
Yeah, come out, buy some comics, RKFA Comics. Yeah.
When do you do your shows?
Rose City, September 22nd. Come out, say hi to Red, me, Lawrence, Kellen, Lucas, Vo, and there's going to be a bunch of guys out there hanging out.
Yeah,
who are those people, those last like three or four that you named?
These are guys that hang out with all of us, collectors and comic guys.
Yeah, Kellen's a good dude. I met Vo. He's got a deep collection too.
Yeah, Kellen's an awesome guy.
You met them right at the last Rose City?
Yeah, I did.
Gotcha. Luke, when do you do your live shows? Are you still doing them?
Sundays and some Wednesdays.
You do them in the middle of the day, huh?
No, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So that's when everybody's mostly coming home from work. And then,
I'm not kidding. 90% of my sales are on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's a good time to catch them.
So
less than 1% on the West Coast.
So Sundays and Wednesdays, right? You said?
Every Wednesday and every Sunday.
Gotcha. All right. So make sure you go check out his live shows on his Facebook page. And again, when's Rose City Comic Con?
September 22nd, baby.
All right. So guys, you know what? Since we're closing out the show, do you have any sneak peeks of what you might be bringing to the show for people to buy?
Nope.
Just got to come and check it out then, right?
Hey, I don't even do wall books. I don't do a wall. I don't do a big key wall. I just leave everything in the boxes.
Oh, okay. So you just, you know.
It's a surprise. So no
wall books? Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't sort. I don't alphabetize. Fuck it. It's punk rock, baby.
It's fun, but it also kind of bottlenecks to him because he's the one with the prices.
It bottlenecks a little bit, but it's fun.
Yeah. We'll just sit there and watch them price these out.
No, because when I'm doing that, you guys make it so nobody's stealing anything.
And fun fact, Luke hasn't seen Little Monsters with Fred Savage yet.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just found that out last week.
It's a good movie. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Emad said something about a new outro, new quote or whatever.
I don't think Red. Yeah. Optimum Pride, not evil enough. Let's see. Let me see. Okay, it's here. All right, let me press it. See you guys next week. Remember to hit the like and subscribe.
I thought there was like a Villains Unite thing.
Oh, you wanted to do that poem?
Okay, I guess we're not ready to say it at the end.
Yeah, the one that he proposed was like it reminded me of Power Rangers. So I made it more Power Ranger-y. But there's a fight when wrongs need to be right. Assemble your crew and let the village unite.
There you go.
That's what it is.
All right. With that being said, we'll see you guys on next week. Peace out.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Sealess Villains Podcast. Your cult of...
What happened? You just...
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Sealess Villains Podcast. Your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at sealessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Sealess Villains and Sealess Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next episode.